This is Kevin Seconds for 7 Seconds, and you're listening to Turmoil.
Kevin Seconds of the band 7 Seconds. How you doing, Kevin?
Oh, great.
Okay, you have a new album out called Ourselves on Restless Records. Mm-hmm. Big changeover from Giant. Why the move?
Well, Giant was sort of a one-off deal with the live album, and we didn't really have any plans to sign with Giant for anything beyond the live album. So they wanted us to sign with them. We talked with them, but we went with Restless because it was more of what we were looking for, and they we have complete control over everything. We don't have to worry about anybody telling us what to do or whatever. So not that Giant would have, but this is
okay. I get mixed different feelings from the different songs on the record. Like the first one you start off with, Escape and Run, it seems like you're a little disappointed you haven't accomplished what you really wanted to.
Well,
some of the goals you've set for yourselves.
I think everybody gets to that point at some time or another, and I don't think it's something that happens fairly common, just as you get older and stuff, and you see things that are sort of falling apart in your life, and you see a lot of great things, but you also see a lot of things that are really screwed up. So you want to, sometimes you just feel like just getting away from everything and not having to deal with it, even though when you come back you'll have to deal with it anyway. So
do you feel like you're taking one step forward and then you're getting pushed two steps back, type of thing?
Yeah. But it's not like some people think it's like a suicide song. Some people think it's like it's our way of proving that we're not the positive band we've been perceived as. And it's not that at all. It's just, there's a lot more to 7 Seconds than just the whoa, whoa, whoa positive band. There's more to it than that.
One of the other songs is the Save Ourselves. You still see some hope in humanity, it seems like.
Sure, yeah, of course.
And you're going to keep working. You're sort of like a roving preacher type of, you're going around trying to convert the masses.
Yeah, evangelist sort of you know, just, I mean, I can't, I'm not the kind of person that can just, like, you know, I'll get depressed, but then, like, I'm not the kind of person that can just, like, stew and just go, well, you know, it's not going to work. So even the littlest things can, like, inspire us to, like, do something, you know, and try to do something for ourselves, because no one else is going to do it, and no one, you know. So it's just one of those things where we try to try to have some optimistic view on life, not unrealistically, but just, you know, do the best we can. And I think to save ourselves, I mean, basically is a lot, mostly about selfish people who think that they, you know, they throw a dime in the Help Jerry's Kids box at 7-Eleven, and they're like really accomplishing something in life, you know, they're helping humanity, and they're not, you know, so, I don't know.
But then again, there's also those people who come to the shows and they just don't get your message at all. They just come. And they're really not interested in expanding their mind.
And that's okay too, you know. I mean, we don't mind people who want to just burn off a little energy or whatever. That's always been cool because, you know, we've been there and we still are there. I mean, we get off, you know, and we blow a lot of energy on stage, so that's great. But it's just the non-thinking thing. I think it gets a little hand. Even tonight, you know, there was a few people like who just like. Just fucking the boots were going everywhere, and you know, what from people's faces to, you know, equipment to whatever, and it's just like, you know, you don't want to come out. I mean, we've always stood against like playing cops or security guards and saying no stage diving, whatever. I mean, there's pressure. The clubs say, a lot of clubs say, please, you know, there's no stage diving, la da da. And I'm not good at going up and saying that because I really don't believe in it. But at the same time, you know, you have to understand that, you know, people are getting hurt and stuff. And if you go up there and you can't take the responsibility that comes with it, then it just doesn't seem very cool at all, you know. I mean, in my opinion, I just assume I'm pretty much the whole slam dance stage dive thing for me is just so old and it's boring. I mean, it just people get hurt. That's about it. I mean, there's got to be some other dances people can come up with besides the same, you know, circle one and stuff. That's just my opinion, you know.
You have a reputation for helping other causes such as Amnesty International. How involved does the band get?
We've been less involved in the last half a year. A lot last year. I mean, you know, a couple of us are actual members. We've been involved with Amnesty for a couple of years, and just something that I think is a really it's a great cause, and it's such an easy thing to get involved with. It doesn't take a lot of, it doesn't take going out and, you know, protesting or anything. If you're lazy, you can just, you know, drop a card in the mail or whatever, and it's you know, great thing.
Have you approached them to do, say, some shows as benefits? You know, how do they feel to, like, a punk band coming in and saying, we'd like to do...
Well, we've gotten letters from the San Francisco office, and they said that, you know, they've gotten response from the thing that we did in Newman mentioning Amnesty International. We've got a lot of letters of people joining and saying that they heard about it through our album and stuff, and so that's great, you know, and then they basically say keep up the good work, you know, and if they asked us, we'd be happy to be involved and do something, you know, anything we could to, you know. Unfortunately, we're not on a major label, so I don't know if we'll yeah, gotta be Tracy Chapman or Bruce Springsteen these days to get up to the big guy. But even on a small level, we'd be happy to do something, you know.
What are the biggest areas of growth I've seen in the band since Bobby joined? The guitar work has been excellent. I have to commend you on the guitar work. You've really grown a lot, and the band's grown also. And you even take the time out to speak out against those people who try to narrow cast you. Sort of, they want you to fit in a certain mold, or they don't want to deal with you at all. But they still show up at the show sometimes, I see.
Sure, yeah.
they still
voice their opinions, which is good.
Yeah, If I Abide, I think it was, right?
Right.
You know, you're talking about the punk stereotypes. I mean,
yeah.
Hasn't that been the same, you know, 7 years ago when the band first got together, that you, even then, weren't you sort of stereotyped?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, because of the bands that we came out at a time, you know, and we've actually been a band for 9 years, and we came out at a time when, you know, our peers were, you know, Minus Threat and SS, you know, all the early hardcore bands, and we came from one area, and, you know, there was all these scenes going on, and we just, because of our views and, you know, the speed of our music or whatever, we were lumped into a lot of different things, and it wasn't so bad. We didn't mind it because we were, I mean, I'm very proud of punk rock roots and hardcore roots. I'm not so proud of the narrow-mindedness that's been shown in the barriers and the limitations that are put on people in the scene, because I just think that, you know, there's so much growth that could be attained in this, you know, with the music, and it doesn't just have to be a musical thing, obviously. I mean, there's so many outlets to it now, and it really upsets me to see younger people just close their, you know, their minds off to it and just say, fuck it, you know, this is what we are, you know, we're, you know, straight edge, positive, skinhead, whatever, and then that's all they live up to. It's just like, I don't believe that, I never did believe in it, but I don't, especially now. So, you know, people say, like, our song 7 years, they think it's like a kiss off to the hardcore scene, and what it's basically saying is that we're sick of the attitudes toward growing into growth. I mean, even if it's like something you don't agree with, it doesn't mean that, you know, you can't step aside and let someone else enjoy it, and clearly there are people who enjoy the new stuff, so, you know, there's no point going to a show, and these days paying, you know, what, $8, $10 to sit there and call us faggots and say, old 7 seconds, because, I mean, you know, we're not old 7 seconds. We're like, if we were old 7 seconds, we probably wouldn't be here, you know. We would have gotten bored with just doing the same old thing and stuff, so...
The music goes to fairy. face of force they'll understand. Our music calls for unity, not rage. We see so many ways to vent this anger in our troubled hearts. Not using it could fashion someone else. Farewells.
I want you to take a look now back at yourself 9 years ago and compare it to the way you are now. How have you grown?
I was just like this little raging angry kid, you know, and a lot of energy, and just, you know, I was just I didn't have a lot of, you know, I mean, my life was hardcore music and, you know, going to shows and putting out fanzines and stuff. And as you get older and you realize you have other responsibilities, you know, throughout the years, I mean, you know, whether, you know, friendships or relationships or, you know, family or whatever, there's just been all kinds of things that have gone on that have sort of made you grow up a little bit more and see things a little bit more realistically. And like I always say, I mean, a lot of, you know, kids come to the shows and they're 15 years old and they got the energy and they're going crazy. And, you know, who knows, maybe in 4 years or 3 years or 2 years, they're going to be in college getting ready to be, you know, doctors or whatever. And still we're going to be like, you know, going to this club, loading the equipment, loading it back out. So it's, you got to look at it two different ways, because we take our music very seriously, more so than I can take the idea of like just the scene. I mean, I participate in the scene because it's something I want to do. I've been involved for a long time, but at the same time, I'm, you know, 7 seconds of the music that we're making is more important to me. And it's just, I think we all agree with that. You know, we just want to just keep putting our efforts in the music and at the same time not alienate people and, you know, make them feel like we're just turning our backs or, you know, all the other crap that's been, you know, sell out, da da da, you know. You know, whatever, you know, I don't, whatever it means, you know, I'm not gonna, I won't comment anymore because it just seems silly to me.
Okay, you're still speaking out against racial inequality. Have you seen more blacks in the punk scene since you started out? Have you seen less?
Definitely. And actually, we've been seeing a really good trend in the skinhead scene too, with skinheads, especially throughout the Midwest, who are taking a stand against racism and fascism, sexism, and organizing. And they're still skins. You know, they look like skins. They've got the skinhead thing, but they're not into the whole racist thing. You know, there's black skins, white skins, whatever. And I think it's a great thing. We encourage it. You know, I'm not obviously a skinhead, but I can still support that because I think that, you know, they seem to be trying to rise above the crap and the stereotype that you know, especially the media is like grabbing hold of these days. And you know, they see skinhead violence, and it's like, yeah, let's go for that. You know, and I mean, even in our hometown, Reno, where forever it was just been the most coolest, you know, funnest place. You know, two skinheads went out and just shot this black guy, you know, to death, and it was just like all over the papers, and it just creates this whole, you know, bad thing. The West Coast is really pretty crazy right now. There's a lot of bad blood going on, and a lot of them are hiding out, and a lot of this bigger gangs like the Crips and the Bloods, you know, street gangs are like going after skinheads now, and it doesn't even matter if you're like a true-blooded skinhead, if you have no hair or whatever, they'll go, you know, there's been incidents of that, and that's the scary. I mean, people can't even, you know, cut their hair now without getting hurt, you know. It's like wearing a blue bandana or a red bandana, you know, in L.A. or something. It's just like, you know, you get shot for that, you know, so. I don't know what's wrong with people, so you know. It doesn't seem like they're thinking, you know, or something. Or thinking too much, maybe. You know.
Does the band keep tabs on other bands in similar vein, but in other types of music, say, like Public Enemy?
Yeah, we listen to Public Enemy and check it out, and we do, man. Everybody in this band listens to all, you know, whether it be hardcore, rap, metal, you know, old, early soul, you know, everything. I mean, I think if you saw the tapes in our van, you'd just like go, oh, well, you know, because it's not just like people think, you know, they used to think that they'd come to our house and they'd be just like, you know, SSD, FUs, da 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 da. And there are those records, but there's also like a lot more and reggae and, you know, rock and roll stuff. So, yeah, we try to keep up on, you know, all kinds of stuff, you know.
Can I ask a question here? As far as like this time around compared to the last time around, I think 7 Seconds coming out with a little more of a bang than the last time. Is there any reason for this, or is it just because maybe tonight was a special night, or maybe just that you guys have been playing a lot together? I mean,
I would say
you're coming off more. There's a lot more energy now.
Yeah,
do you agree, or?
I don't know. Well, I don't know so much, but I would say that it's probably, you know, it's very possible because we've been, you know, everybody's been on this, we've been on this tour now for, you know, like a month or whatever, and everybody's pretty tight, and it does have a lot to do with the energy of the crowd too. You know, I mean, if the energy is just like not there, it usually zaps us pretty well. I mean, we're really affected by the crowd. It's like, you know, we always have been pretty in touch with the audience, or try to be. So it's just like if they're sort of just going, well, you know, if they're so, maybe also too, because now more people are familiar with the new stuff, they know the lyrics and they know how to move to the music, so that helps a lot too, you know.
Troy earlier said this tour, he's seen less violence than other tours.
Yeah, I think there's been way less violence. There's still been some hassles and stuff, but less, you know. Usually, I mean, if we're able to see a fight break out or something, we'll stop and try to say something. And usually in the past, we just like ran into like, you know, I've had guys come running at me like in San Jose and like try to deck me and stuff, you know, for stopping and saying quit or whatever. So, but not, you know, pretty much the few fights we've seen, we've stopped and we said no, please stop or whatever. And then they just chill out and they're like, they're cool for the rest of the night. So, you know, there has been less violence. Sometimes, sure.
Yeah. You guys have been in Europe or never?
Never. We're like the one dinosaur band in the country that haven't gotten over there yet. It's like...
Well, you have some goals.
Yeah. And we're looking forward to it because we get a lot of letters from over there. We have for like the last 3 or 4 years, actually. And just people saying, you know, all the bands that go over there saying, you guys gotta get over there. Everybody got 7 Second shirts, so, you know. All kinds of bands. I mean, everybody's going over there now. It's not like it's like it used to be, just like, you know, it was just a big dream. Imagine you could just get up to Canada. Now it's like, yeah, everyone's going to Europe and Australia and all kinds of places. So, you know, we'll play Russia. We won't play anywhere. Let's go for it and just get out there.
Ma Seconds.
You know, yeah,
when I think about you, that comes to mind because I remember one group that rolled in, Stretch Marks. They said how they had such great hospitality with Ma Seconds. How is she?
She's doing great. She just had a birthday, and she's doing great. She's like, just talked to her the other day. She's doing real good. She's really supportive of my brother Steve, the bass player, and I. She's always supported what we were into, and didn't always agree with the, you know, the haircuts or the tattoos or whatever. But she's always, you know, I mean, she, Mom, Black Flag are staying, you know. So okay, you know, should I buy all kinds of bacon and eggs in the morning? You know, it's like, yeah, she's really cool. She's doing really good. We played Reno right as before we came out, and she was like right up on stage with a 7 Second shirt, and just, you know, she's great.
Great.
She's great. She's like, she's a big inspiration and a lot of the reasons why we keep going, I think, because she's a pretty incredible lady. Very incredible lady, actually.
Do you still play guitar at all, whatever, or do you just fool around with it, or?
Oh yeah, I mean, in fact, I got acoustic in the van. Like, I write most of the songs. For the last 4 years, I've written all the stuff I've written for 7 Seconds has been like, on acoustic. They start like these really funny folk songs, and then they go into even the real fast stuff was like they start out real slow, and then they build up. But yeah, I play. I still play guitar and stuff because I'm not that good, but I like to play anyway. It's fun.
Tonight we saw you on drums.
Yeah, I'm a just a musical virtue.
I can do all that stuff too.
You can do it better than I can. I was up there, man. And I was going, oh, please. My arms were just so, like, they were just tingling and throbbing. I guess I haven't used them that much in the last, you know. I was just going, I can't do this. I can't. Ernie from Token Issues over in Troy looking at me, like, laughing. I'm just going, great. But, you know, hey, I played drums for Youth of Today for our West Coast tour, so.
What do you think of Youth of Today now?
I always like those guys personally. I always like John and Ray, you know, I mean, you hear all kinds of shit and you read some of the walls, stuff on the walls over here. It's like, but I like those guys a lot. You know, musically, you know, they're doing something that, you know, I mean, it seems like it's pretty sincere and, you know, I haven't seen enough to like judge and say, no, they're fucking hypocrites or whatever, but, yeah, I appreciate the energy and stuff. I'm not, you know, I mean, I don't drink or do drugs or any of that crap, but I'm not militant about like being a straight edge or whatever, because it's too hard now just getting along and being just a human being. So for me to go straight edge and stuff like that, it would be a little silly, but you know, that's their thing. I say, okay, go for it, you know, as long as it's.
Do you think that straight edge, there's some kind of romanticism that has been blown out of proportion?
Sure, yeah.
To a certain degree?
Definitely.
I respect people who...
It's very popular, actually. Well, it has its waves, too, on the West Coast. Just, you know, you go to a city, like, you know, somewhere in Kansas or something, it's just in Nebraska, and there's just like 200 little straight edge kids that look like, you know, they just walked out of CBGB's hardcore matinee or whatever. But, you know, I don't know. I think it's gotten out of hand. I mean, I think, you know, the intentions started out being good. I really hate, you know, people come up and say, you know, so tell me about straight edge. And I get sick of answering because it's not my thing. It's not like something I say, talk to Ian McKay or talk to Al from S, you know, some of the people who like made it, you know. I mean, I assume now just from talking to Ian a little bit that he's even pretty sick of just having to answer this thing because it's just grown into its own and stuff. And I support anything that's like, you know, staying clear-headed and no abuse of any kind or whatever, but I don't support anything that seems almost like Nazi, you know, to tell people you're f***ed for drinking, you're f***ed for, you know, I mean, I agree if someone gets in my face about it or pukes on my girlfriend or, you know, does something that's just really just, you know, then I say, you know, then I would get in someone's face, but if, you know, I have a lot of friends who drink and they're cool and they can handle it and they don't push it on me and I don't push it on them and we have a great time, you know, so I'm not one to say, the only time I get pissed off about anybody drinking, you know, like say in the band, and when they do is like if it was to affect our music or whatever, and then I'd say something because it crosses over the line that I'm affected by it, and I'm too much of a big mouth to like just sit back and go, oh, you know, it's okay, you know, because I have to deal with it too, you know.
The courage to speak is shown every sign. I learned to never waste that time. I talk to a having open. Why give me a heart when you won't let it be? So and I'm not afraid. No, I still got hope. But now you tell me I belong. Do I stay and sing this same old? Why give me a key? See you. quote's okay, but do it by the rules. But if I abide, why will I go under? Is this one big lie? Or have we been misled? Stop the fuckers, one way bridge, just have to move ahead. I haven't tried. Tell me what to do and you'll see how high I could fly. Why give me a space when you won't let me breathe? Oh. Oh. It's time to make things fresh, bring in the new. I put our minds together and see beyond the tunnel view. And you wonder what's going on. You see the growth's okay, but do it by the rules. But if I abide, how will I go under? Is this one big lie? Or have we been misled? Stop the fuckers, one way bridge, just have to move on. Listen to our song, and you wonder what's going on.
What do you think about new President George Bush?
I'm depressed. We were really depressed about it, watching all the, you know, after we voted, we went down and voted and stuff, and we didn't vote for Bush, that's for sure. I don't know, you know, I mean, that's like, in a way, it's like, you know, you have no choice, you sort of have to wait and find out what's going to happen. Not that I feel like it's going to be much different, but, you know, I never voted before this year, and I just, you know, I made a point to just, you know, I wanted to do something rather than just bitch about it for another 4 or 8 years. I said, I'm going to go down and vote. I'm happy with, you know, I mean, I felt good when I went in to vote, but then I sort of realized that I had this feeling down the back of my, deep down somewhere, that it wasn't, you know, Bush was going to win. And I was
I felt the same like 4 years.
So we were just sort of sitting there watching the results go in. You know, maybe, just maybe, some miracle will happen.
the very conservative feeling has come over the country, and right now I'm limited in what I can play over the air based on the FCC rulings. And
right.
You can't, there's the safe harbor period, you know, between 12 midnight and 6 in the morning, where you can play what they describe as indecent or obscene material featuring like George Carlin, Seven Dirty Words.
Right, right.
Have you noticed a trend around the country of bands toning down a little bit to compensate, or are they still going strong? You know, has that affected you? Has the record company come up to you and say, listen, you know, you got to cut this curse word out of this song or it's not going to get the...
Not at all. I mean, maybe because our like say the last album was written with a lot of curse words or whatever for you know, just for me. It was a whole different way of dealing with the songwriting this time around. Just not purposely or anything. It just that's the way it was. But no, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, and when we began working with Restless, is that we just said we don't want anyone telling us, you know, you do this. I mean, we could put the record out ourselves. It'd be more work, but we'd rather do that than to have someone dictate to us how we should, you know, present our music or our image or whatever it is. And they absolutely agreed with us, and that's. It's in writing. So, you know, I mean, I don't know, I haven't really noticed it. I mean, Jesus, we still have Gigi Allen kicking around somewhere, and there's, you know, I guess, you know, I mean, there seems to be people who are still, like, voicing their, you know, having their say. And maybe it's on a pretty limited thing, like you say, but I don't know, it's hard to say, really.
Because it's tough for sort of someone like me, where I got to sit there and listen for every single word
right.
and every song, and, oh, a curse word's coming up, turn it off, you know. And,
yeah, I would see where you'd have more, definitely more.
Because you're established.
Yeah.
Part of the establishment. I don't know,
they,
I just
don't. They know you, they got you.
No, I mean, we've, you know, we, I think our shows, you know, there's more like cussing and stuff like that at our shows, and so far no one's really, there's only been one place I can think of that like warned us before we played, like in Florida, that we weren't allowed to cuss or say anything against the security or the local police force or anything, or we'd be arrested, and I'd be arrested, and we'd be arrested, and our equipment would be impounded and stuff like that. And that was in Florida somewhere, and
you
know,
Button South,
yeah, this club in Allendale. And actually, I read somewhere where some band like Testament or some metal band got it. They at the same place they got arrested or something for the same exact thing. So I don't know. But other than that, no one's come up and said, you know, you watch your line. Oh, actually, a pretty funny thing that happened last year. BYO sent us this letter that they had gotten from this church group out of Texas, who said that they really enjoyed the positive feeling of our the lyrics on our record Walk Together, Rock Together, but that the thing, it would be so much better if there wasn't, you know, f**ks and whatever in there, and that they said that either they, you know, whatever, do something with the record, or, you know, clean it up or whatever, or they'd have all these other groups that work with them boycott these certain stores or whatever. And I'm thinking, you know, of all the bands that can, like, you know, go after, they're, like, going after us, it's like, geez, you know. Yeah, those, you know, those those heathen 7 seconds, you know, just.
Quick word on Positive Force. How's that going?
I'm not running it anymore. No. Angie is running it, and she's basically just trying to get it together. She's in South Carolina working with Bedlam Hour, this band, and they're just trying to get it organized and get all the mail caught up. And she's running it. It's her label. Too much work for me, and I screwed up enough by getting involved and trying to keep it going, and there was just not enough time.
Do you have any input on what bands come out, though, like the Division, Born to Saint?
Well, no, I basically just, you know, signed whatever that means. You know, talked to both Division and Born to Saint and asked them to put out records with the label and stuff, and that was the last thing I've really been involved with. I think, from what I understand, there's a couple other bands that have been approached. So, you know, I think it's got great potential. It's just we ran into too many snags. You know, we got ripped off a few times for pressing plans. Had some problems with an unnamed distributor in LA, and then getting involved with Dutchies, which was a really good thing for us. You know, it's just been confusion ever since then. So it just, hopefully she can do something with it and get it rolling again, because it's a good label, honestly.
You're not playing Sundance on Long Island.
Not this time.
Was that your choice or the record company? Because I know you had some problems last time you played there. Steve had some problems with the bouncer.
Oh yeah, that was. Oh, that's right. That's right. You were there. Yeah. No,
I just thought maybe you were avoiding it, you know, because of the bad problems.
Yeah, there was. Being there now, I remember seeing you there. I was.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Problems. Maybe that's
good. Yeah. No, I think it was. That's right. There was a couple of really big dink bouncers that were there and stuff. I don't know. I think that's probably more to do with FBI than it did us, because we usually just want to play everywhere and just try to get, you know, play as many places as we can when we're out. But you know, I mean, that's kind of place like that is just sort of. Man, I'd rather play a place that's a little bit more, you know. I mean, I think it had, you know, nice sound system and all that stuff, but yeah. Still. I mean, I just assume not play at a place like that, because we've had already our share of problems with bouncers, and you know, sometimes you can talk to them, sometimes they just will not listen. They just didn't punch you as punch as the kid that jumps off the stage.
Bobby's finger got hurt that night too, I think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's where that was at too. Somebody smashed my finger against my fretboard.
Yeah, there's a couple fights going on. That's right.
That's ridiculous when people don't have consideration for the band. You know, like tonight.
Or anybody.
You know, tonight I got my hand smashed a couple times against my guitar.
You're gonna have to put cages around you.
Like they have in Texas, the big, you know, fences that go up, and people throw bottles at them. Can't get through there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
When will we find a balance? Such unfair things we see. Smart trouble nations crumble and fear falls to dust at us. Remember, people are just flesh and bone and blood and tears and soul. With a path led us to the present, with a future still unfold. I have some ideas, though I realize I might be blind. I have so many questions, I keep leaving thoughts behind. Searching ain't like wasting time, and these are really